You remember Mrs. Clacton Bugle's parrot? What did the parrot used to say? Only had one sentence he could say. Remember?
Praise the Lord, brother.
Fancy, that's all your vocabulary, all you could say is, praise the Lord, brother. So whenever you spoke to Peter the parrot, that was the answer that you got. Until one day, Cuthbert, that's Mr. Clacton Bugle, was on a chair and he was putting something in the cupboard. And Peter was sitting on his shoulder, very inquisitive. And he saw Cuthbert put this parcel right at the back of the top cupboard, right behind the saucepans, out of sight. And Cuthbert turned to Peter and said, don't tell the missus. And Peter said, don't tell the missus. So he got his second line of vocabulary. He could now say two things.
Praise the Lord, brother, and don't tell the missus.
And so there he was sitting on Cuthbert's shoulder going, don't tell the missus, don't tell the missus. You see? Well, later on when Mrs. Clacton Bugle came in, that's Myrtle, when she came in, there was the parrot sitting on Cuthbert's shoulder saying, don't tell the missus, praise the Lord, brother, don't tell the missus. Oh, she said, he's got another little saying, hasn't he?
Don't tell the missus.
That was all right. She was quite happy to think his vocabulary had increased. But then Mrs. Snapdragon came in. Now, Mrs. Snapdragon had five husbands, and they were all dead. Somehow or other, she survived them all. And she was one of these waspy sort of women, you know. And when she came in, Myrtle said, listen to our parrot, he's got his second phrase. Listen, and Peter said, don't tell the missus, don't tell the missus. And Mrs. Snapdragon said, my, do you want to watch your husband? Why? She said, I've had five husbands, I know what men are like. And if he said to the parrot, don't tell the missus, he was up to something. Oh, said Myrtle. Didn't realise that. And when Mrs. Snapdragon had gone and she was borrowing a cup of sugar or something, and she went, Myrtle turned round the cup. Now, what's going on? Why did the parrot say, don't tell the missus? He said, that's nothing to do with you, my dear. Nothing to do with you at all. You just stop worrying. But the parrot kept on saying it. Don't tell the missus. And all the time, Myrtle was getting more and more worked up. What on earth is it that the parrot's not supposed to tell me? And she kept asking Cuthbert to tell her, and he wouldn't tell her. Look, she said, when we got married, we said we would have no secrets from each other. We'd be open with each other. And you've got a secret, and you won't tell me. And the parrot said, don't tell the missus. Oh, she was getting in a state. Well, she wouldn't talk to him at tea time. You know what it's like, don't you? Boys and girls, when you won't talk to somebody, when mum and dad won't talk to you, they get like that sometimes, don't they? Do they? I'm not asking any more questions. Anyway, they wouldn't talk to each other. Oh, there was an atmosphere about the place. They went to bed that night. Cuthbert was snoring away peacefully. Myrtle was awake thinking, what's the secret? What's the secret? What mustn't the parrot tell the missus? About 2 o'clock in the morning, she banged Cuthbert and said, I want to know what the secret is, and woke him up. He said, what secret? What have you told the parrot that he's not to tell me? He said, don't you worry about that. Go to sleep. And so she got up and went downstairs and laid on the couch, fuming. And for 3 days, they had this constant argument. What did you tell the parrot that the parrot said, don't tell the missus? And all Cuthbert would say is, you'll find out one day. You'll find out one day. And then one morning, Myrtle woke up, and there, standing by the bed, was Cuthbert, with a tray, with a napkin on it, Myrtle's breakfast, cup of tea, bacon and eggs, all the lashings, you know. Morning, my dear. Happy birthday. And off the tray, he took a parcel. A little parcel and gave it to her. Oh, she said, it's my birthday, isn't it? You remembered? Yes, he said, I remembered. And then the parrot said, don't tell the missus. Oh, she said, now that's what it was. You'd hidden it away. Yes, he said, that's all it was. Couldn't you have trusted me for a few days? Because we promised, although we wouldn't have any secrets, that we trust one another. You know, isn't that true in life? Isn't trust the secret thing? And every time after that, when Peter said, don't tell the missus, Mrs. felt very ashamed of herself because she didn't trust. And it was all caused by Mrs. Snapdragon, wasn't it? You know, the one that had five husbands got rid of them all somehow or other. She sowed the seed of doubt. And that's what happens sometimes with people, isn't it? They sow a seed of doubt in your heart, begin to doubt people, and people do that about Jesus. They sow a seed of doubt about Jesus in people's hearts. I want to tell you today, trust him. Trust him. Because he won't let you down. He'll see you through. No matter how long you live, if you trust Jesus, you'll be safe with him.